Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. You got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. I'm going to open up our phone lines for just a couple of minutes because talking with Jeff Ecker, the general manager at Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Hookah Lounge, two locations, yeah, to serve you. I was thinking about this because he had a rather sobering observation. That in a month or so, some of these restaurants that are reopening now are going to find that even in the best of times, they will not be able to exist. They won't be able to turn a profit. They won't be able to make payroll or infrastructure costs. They won't be able to do any of that at 50% of capacity. And that there will be some restaurants that will be forced to close. So as restaurants come back online, support them. Go to them. Because they may not be around long. But Jeff brought up a good point that I want to explore with you. And that is the whole notion that there are some people that are still afraid to go into a restaurant. I was talking with a friend of mine last night. And she and her daughter said they haven't been out and they don't know when they will. It's a confidence thing, I'm sure. But I want to find out from you. I'm sure you've got favorite restaurants, bars and grill and places like that, gaming lounges. Are you confident enough now that you'd go down to Town Square or that you'd go to Payman's or that you'd go someplace else, one of your favorite little restaurants, mom and pop, locally owned and operated? Ichabod's, places like that. Are you confident enough now that you could go into one of these places of business and enjoy a sit-down meal with confidence? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out how you feel. I want to kind of test the barometer of comfort level for people like you going into restaurants like this, even though you know that these restaurants have standards that they have to live by. They have regulations from the governor's office that they have to deal with. But do you feel confident enough that you could leave your home and go to one of these restaurants that, by the way, is under very, very tough scrutiny from the governor. You tell me, because I'm going to be honest with you. I think there's still a lot of people that are still a little squeamish about getting out. And they fear getting out. I think, I'm going to be honest with you, I think this is going to be difficult. By the way, I've only got one line open, so if you want to squeeze through now at 844, the number 2 Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. I will tell you this. I've been to three restaurants, actually two restaurants, once, twice. I went to Yard House for lunch yesterday, and I went to Yard House day before. I've been to Jason's Grill, or Jason's Deli, over in Arroyo Crossing. And I felt absolutely safe. The servers were all wearing masks and gloves. At Yard House, you don't give anybody your credit card. You do the transaction right there on the table with a machine. And I felt absolutely 1,000% comfortable. There was no problem. Now, it wasn't real crowded either. And it's going to take time for people to find their restaurants, their local watering holes, their restaurants, and the, you know, the craziness of making reservations and things like that. Now, I didn't have to make reservations at all at Yard House. It wasn't crowded. But if you want to sit outside, they cut their capacity out there to about 50%. So, you know, every other table was occupied. Anyway, by the way, Steve Sisolak, the governor, is going to have a press conference 3:00 this afternoon on the phase one reopening and when we might get to phase two. Is it possible he'll announce phase two today? Don't know. I had somebody, in fact, it was the person that washed my hair at Sports Clips. And they said, I think we're going to phase two soon. I hope so. We're going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights.
And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. By the way, Governor Sisolak has a news conference scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon. Don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to talk about, obviously, Phase 1, maybe with an eye towards Phase 2. We'll find out together, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Let's go to Christopher. Christopher in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You feel confident going into a restaurant?
Actually, yeah. Well, absolutely. But, you know, they're wearing masks and they're reducing their things of occupancy to 50%. I mean, that's crazy in general with budget-wise. But bottom line, I mean, why would people be scared of that if they're already tromping through Costco's and Sprouts and grocery stores and gas stations, you know?
I agree with you. To me, it's like the restrictions on salad bars, where they say we don't want you to be touching salad items, so we're gonna outlaw that, but we will let you go into the produce department and squeeze every melon, and every apple, and every orange. You can squeeze them all, and that's legal. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, I'm mixed about it. I'm 16 of my 20 years with the military was medical air vac tech, so I definitely got that medical experience behind me. I also do real estate and did, in the past, massage therapy. So I know these multiple fields, and it's difficult. I mean, you know, there is that dance where it's like if the person is sick, they need to be staying home first and foremost. And the actual employer needs to support them on that. They should never pressure anyone, McDonald's employee, to come to work when they're sick. Bottom line.
Well, and there needs to be a rule that says, hey, the company continues to pay you during the 14 days that you – because now, the way it is now, you end up with that 14-day quarantine or self-isolation or, as Dr. Fauci would say, modified isolation, whatever that is.
Right.
And you know, the companies have to back this up by paying for somebody to sit home. because otherwise it's not going to work. Everybody's going to say, no, I need the paycheck. I'm going to keep sniffling and hacking and coughing and fevering. I'm going to keep doing that. Now, eventually, companies that are taking temperatures when you walk through the door will catch that. Thanks for the call, though. I appreciate that. And that makes sense. Let's go to Jim. Hi, Jim. You're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Kevin? Pleasure to speak to you, sir.
So are you? What is your confidence level like about going into your favorite restaurant and doing a dine-in meal? And by the way, have you done it over the last 6.5 days?
Okay. Well, I have mixed feelings about it. I have been going to a couple of, you know, favorite places and getting the takeout to go. Today I went, just now I'm leaving the place that I go to over here on East Sunset Road. And
what is it?
The whole thing,
what is it? Give them a plug.
Well, it's not so favorable today, so I'm kind of reluctant.
Okay.
You know, it's a franchise, and, you know, I don't want to burn them. Everybody has their bad day, but, you know, everything is just so mixed and changed. And so I go in today, and I couldn't get a soda to go because they have the fountain drink shut off. But up until today, and, of course, you know, we've got the, the partial opening. They have tables, but up till today in the carryout, you could get your sodas to go. The food wasn't as fresh. It wasn't as good. So, you know, but the way I feel about it is, you know, I've been an observer of human nature for 53 years, and there's a lot of dirty people. There's a lot of inconsiderate people that just don't care about themselves or others. I know people who go out when they're sick. They socialize when they're sick and running fevers because they can't stay down. I mean, unfortunately, and I've really taken a look at these people, and I've reduced pretty much virtually cut off contact with them except for by phone, and it'll probably be that way. But I don't understand with restaurants and hair salons being open and this being part of stage one, because it's also part of where there is more close human contact than probably anything in any other business that exists. I mean, in every business, we're touching money, we're doing transactions and stuff like that. But honestly, we've had mixed signals from the White House. I am a Trump supporter, but listen, Trump and Pence, I think they've used extremely bad judgment, not wearing protection when they've gone to certain places and not wearing protection at the press conferences. They need to lead by example. They're not perfect by any means. But the CDC is saying, you know, public service announcements, wear masks. We get Fauci saying, don't wear masks. So there is so much mixed stuff going on out there. How, you know, that's where I'm at with it. So I do what I think is best, you know.
Can I tell you, Jim, this is the crux of the matter. You have to trust the American people to know what is right for them and their family. You have to let people express their own preferences. If they feel like if somebody's 75 years old with pre-existing conditions, and they think it's best that they maybe stay home and do carry out or curbside, then that's fine. Be my guest. If you're 25 and you want to go sit in a restaurant and order food and beverages, then you should be able to do that too. And that's what they're finding in, for instance, Wisconsin, after the state Supreme Court ruled yesterday. People are using their own free will. Is that bad?
Yeah. No, I do agree, you know, and we're still practicing social distance and using the mask and gloves and being very particular. But I just went through a drive-thru because I couldn't get the fountain drink at the restaurant where I got the food to go, and nobody in Carl's Jr. over here is wearing a mask or gloves. And so, like,
oh, is that
I'm
right?
Done. I won't even go to get a Coke.
Well, and can I tell you? And no, but can I tell you? Owners, franchisees are going to have to recognize that I'm not going to go someplace where they're not gloved. I mean, I want to make sure that the servers are gloved. I want to make sure that the cooks are gloved. I want to make sure every step of this food dance that people are being safe. And I must tell you, 2 months ago, it wouldn't have mattered to me at all. I mean, you just wouldn't even look at it.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, hey, thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate the call. No. I want to find out how you are. Are you like Jim? That you won't go to a Carl's Jr. if you see that they're not gloved and they're not being safe? They're not wearing masks and gloves and things like that? That would scare me. And again, they have scared us to death. You know, you listen to one of these Andrew Cuomo news conferences, and they're just scary. This many deaths, this many hospitalizations, this many ventilators on a daily basis, every day. Let's go to Ben. Hi, Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. Last weekend, I went to Nora's. It's an Italian restaurant on West Flamingo.
I know it well, and it's always busy.
It's a hot spot in town. As a matter of fact, before the shutdown, I actually saw the governor in there. So, I felt comfortable. Everybody was wearing masks, gloves, or face shields, and so forth. But I get to talk to a lot of people, and I frequently work my way around to talking politics with people just to kind of get a feel to what they think. And I cannot find one single person that will actually admit voting for this governor, which raises a question in itself, but we won't go there today. But largely, the culinary put this governor in office. Many of them were bussed over there and told who they should vote for and so forth and so on. So I would actually like to hear from some of the culinary to find out if they feel as though they made a huge mistake putting this governor in office.
Wow. Can I tell you, that's a great question. Ben, we'll put it to our audience, and we'll take some calls coming up in our next half hour. Also, by the way, joining us will be City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. And she's doing something wonderful for veterans groups, for the Veterans Association, relative to, to Memorial Day and all of that. We'll do that coming up in just a couple minutes. Also, we'll get to your phone calls on a variety of subjects, because we'll be talking about our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know how that works. You call in, you talk about whatever subject you want. You don't want to talk about the coronavirus. You don't want to talk about restaurants. But we are talking about a Steve Sisolak presser. By the way, how many of you felt the earthquake about 4 this morning? All across the state. I did. In fact, it got me up. Isn't that wild? A 6.5. No. It was a shake, rattle, and roll sort of morning. Well, we'll talk about that, too, if you want. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local now.
Taramo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, and lockdowns to curb the spread of the coronavirus pandemic causing record monthly drops in retail spending. The Commerce Department said retail sales fell 16.4% in April from a month earlier, marking the steepest month-over-month decline on record. Clothing store sales in April were nearly down 90% lower than a year earlier, and by contrast, sales were up over 20% on the year for online retailers and up 12% at food and beverage stores. But there was lots of
spending on video game software and accessories. Market research from NPD says sales reached a first quarter record of close to $11 billion, with software sales making up the bulk of the total. And Vice Media is laying off 155 staffers, or more than 5% of its total worldwide headcount, as the coronavirus continues to slam ad revenue and its web operations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This is the moment.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's called Operation Warp Speed, a public-private partnership to assist in the development of a coronavirus vaccine and get it distributed throughout the country. President Trump at the White House.
This historic partnership will now bring together the full resources of the Department of Health and Human Services with the Department of Defense.
He says the federal government will invest in 14 promising vaccine possibilities to start with the goal of having one succeed by the end of the year. With so many stores closed and people staying home, retail sales are, of course, way down.
The 16.4% drop is even steeper than expected, and it's on top of an 8.3% decline in March. Clothing sales were down 78%. Electronics dropped 60%. The only category with an improvement was online shopping, which rose 8.4%.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, more than ever, it's time for us to say thank you to America's military heroes, past and present. All month long, hear stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice from the men and women who fought on the front lines and continue to keep our country safe. Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, for a limited time, receive a free signed copy of Pete Hegseth's new book with the purchase of a one-year subscription to Fox Nation.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her badly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her?
are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. And joining us, we are honored to have Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman, who joins us. We are now almost a week into phase one. We have a news conference this afternoon at 3 o'clock from the governor. And Victoria, first of all, welcome. Welcome to Live and Local Now. Always good to have you on. What do you expect from the governor today?
You know, I never know what to expect from the governor today, but I hope it's about opening up businesses today. We absolutely need to get our small businesses all over the valley open. People are out. If people don't want to go out, they don't have to. But for those that want to start going out and enjoying their life as we knew it, should have that opportunity. And I just want to let you know I'm here with my Veterans Outreach Coordinator, Byron Brooks.
All right. Tell Byron I said hi.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Hello, Byron. How you doing, my friend?
Good.
Now, Victoria, just very quickly, the whole notion of opening things up, is it the city that is opening up outdoor dining? But I saw something on that yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. Now restaurants can open with the social distancing, and how much more social distance can you be than opening up on the patios now and allowing people to go out and enjoy the wonderful restaurants downtown? And, Kevin, this is what we really have been saying for a while. It's time to open up businesses. You have all these other businesses open, Walmart, Whole Foods, and what we're doing is we're depriving our small businesses of being able to do the same thing because they certainly know how to set up for social distancing as well.
In fact,
so I'm glad that we're opening up.
And I am, too, because I'm telling you, I just got off the phone with Jeff Ecker from Payman's, and he said he thinks that within 4 weeks, you're going to start seeing a lot of these restaurants that are reopening are going to close because they can't make a profit at 50% capacity when your fixed costs are the same.
Absolutely. And this is not good. And for most of those people that, you know, are on unemployment, the people who are on the 1099s, the gig workers, are only able to now apply on Saturday. What do you think this has done to those families that haven't been able to feed their families or pay their rent? So I hope the governor has some really good news, and I hope he just opens everything up and allows businesses to practice social distancing. And like I said, let those folks who are afraid to go anywhere stay home. But for the rest of us, you know, restaurants will be going out of business, not just from opening up at 50% capacity, but a lot of those folks, like Ricardo's, will never be able to open again or make up for the losses that they've had.
Wow. You've been working with veterans groups because one of the things that was really sad that we learned earlier, the annual ceremonial placement of the flags on veterans' graves at Southern Nevada Veterans Cemetery, which is usually held on the Saturday before Memorial Day, canceled this year. Can you talk a little bit about what you've been up to in trying to rectify that situation?
I'm going to let my Veterans Outreach Coordinator tell you because he came to me, and that's why him and I have worked to make sure that there are flags that are going to be put in honor of our veterans. But I'll let Byron, who's my coordinator, tell you how this came about.
Hey, Byron. Byron Brooks, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. You know, listen, the veteran organizations that work diligently throughout the year to make sure that we have great Memorial Day observance are our older generation veterans. And those veterans are going to be most susceptible to COVID-19 and health risks. Because of that, a lot of those organizations essentially were opting out of being able to support veteran efforts this year. However, because I recognize the importance and the connectivity that veterans have, certainly with Memorial Day, it became apparent that we needed to spring into action to do something quickly to make sure that we have flags so that we could plant them at the gravesites of those veterans buried at the Border City Cemetery.
So where did you find the flags? And how are you going to get them out there?
So the flags I found through the VFW, these are the same exact flags that have been planted every single year since its inception. And the way that we're getting them is ordering them and having them shipped. And they'll arrive, to me, and we'll go through different manners of unboxing and getting them ready for display.
But in order to do this, Kevin, we have asked folks to please donate because, as you know, there are 33,000 graves out there, and we're not going to be able to do the whole thing with this short notice of doing it, but we are going to be able to do a big section and be there and honor all of them. But we're asking people to donate through our projectmemorialnv.com. We have to raise quite a bit of money, even for that small section, to get those flags out there. And so that's what we're doing. And we're asking folks, I know it's a tough time, but there is nothing more important than keeping this tradition going. That's our Veterans Memorial. That's where we bury our loved ones who have fought for our liberties and our freedoms. So we're asking folks to please donate. And we've had a good response so far. So we think we're going to be able to put quite a few flags out there, but we need help.
And what is that address again? Where can they send money? Can they call and give you a credit card or what?
Absolutely. Projectmemorial.com. And they can also reach out to my office if they would like to send a check or, if they want to donate. And we can also lead them if they don't remember projectmemorialnv.com.
Let me just ask you, do you also need volunteers? I mean, this is a huge project.
You know what, Kevin? We could use some volunteers, certainly in coordinating this, right? I'm working with other veteran organizations throughout the area who, frankly, are biting out the chomp to be able to get out and show some unification, especially during these times. So I believe we're going to have a decent turnout of folks that can help. Logistically, through the Nevada Veterans Association and the Office of Councilwoman Seaman, logistically, we'll put things in place so that people can be directed in terms of where to go and what areas we're going to be able to cover.
And we invite them to come May 23rd when we'll be putting the flags out from 6:30 a.m., probably finishing around 9:30 a.m., to allow families to come in later to honor their loved ones. So, again, it's May 23rd. And we will be doing the flag in. We'll have veteran groups there, Nevada Veterans Association, et cetera, that will coordinate where people can walk with the veteran to place flags or what have you. But we are really needing folks to donate so we can have enough flags, and then we welcome them to come and enjoy the day with us in honoring our veterans.
And again, joining us, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman. We are learning that today, I guess tomorrow, people can, gig workers and that can start applying for unemployment benefits, but they can't get their money for another week. Are you satisfied that the state is doing everything it can to get that situation rectified?
Listen, I know that the governor and the state has a tough job. Nobody expected COVID-19, but what I can tell you is if you're going to shut down a state and shut down a business, you better have a plan, and you know there's going to be unemployment. You should have a plan to make sure that you're prepared for this type of situation, the pandemic. I also want to say, when you have a plan to shut everything down, have a good plan to open it back up. So let's just hope that the governor stays on track and continues to open up businesses, because people are out. People are not staying home that don't want to stay home, and they know how to practice social distancing, wear a mask, and we need to get on with our life as we knew it before.
In our final minute, the governor originally tried to pawn this off on the legislature. It was the legislature's fault. They weren't ready. Then he backed off of that, but he still didn't really accept any sort of blame for any of this. As a former member of the legislature, understanding the body, understanding how it works, was the legislature asleep at the switch over the last 4 or 5 years trying to get ready for something like this? Or can
you? Well, I can say this. The legislature has the authority to call a special session if they have a two-thirds majority, I believe it is. And we needed to see more unification within the legislature. I would have also liked to see the governor put together a special session during this time, or at least work bipartisanly with his task force. But again, you know, he's our governor. I know he's had a tough job in this situation that no one expected with COVID-19. But I have to say, when you're a leader, you cannot put blame on anybody else. The buck stops with you. So you know, again, we can, the legislators, if they were more united, could have put together a special session. The governor could have put together. I do think, as a former legislator, it should have, we should have had a special session.
Final minute. I've got to ask you, because it's out there. We have a primary election coming up on June 9th. In fact, it's not coming up. It's here. It's with us right now. Do you worry about the mail-in ballot?
I do. I really do. First of all, we spent an extra $323,000 on ballots that had already come back that they were incorrect addresses. So I do worry about it. I think we should have had people go vote. I think it was called early, too early to do mail-in only. You know, I think a lot of things will be open up by voting day. So, you know, this was handled in a way that I'm not pleased with, and I'm sure a lot of other people aren't pleased with. It was a waste of money. It opens it up for a lot of fraud.
Wow. Victoria, Byron Brooks, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. You guys have a great weekend, and I know we'll talk with both of you soon. And by the way, thanks what you're doing for our veterans and veterans' families.
Can I give the website one more time?
You sure can.
ProjectMemorialNV.com. ProjectMemorialNV.com. Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Byron, Victoria, thank you so much for all you folks do. That's Byron Brooks and Victoria Seaman. Victoria, of course, the Las Vegas City Councilwoman. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to get to your calls. In fact, I've got one line open, so if you want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you sick of the do-nothing Congress? I am. That's why I'm supporting retired United States Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient Sam Peters for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam's not a career politician. He's not part of the D.C. swamp, and he's a real conservative. He's a local Nevada business owner who's active in the community and a man who knows how to get things done. He knows what it means to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. And after more than 20 years in the Air Force, he also knows the bureaucracy that is our federal government. As Sam says, to fix the problem, you've got to understand the problem. And you can bet Sam understands the problems. Let's send Sam Peters to represent us in Washington. He'll get real results on building the wall, securing our borders, reforming Congress, and finally balancing the budget. Join me in supporting Sam Peters by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycory and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Let's get back to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know how that works, man. It gets wild and crazy sometimes. In fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's begin with Alex. Alex, you're up. You're on live and local now. Go right ahead. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
I'm sorry. This is not Alex. Is this Alex?
No, it's Mike.
I know Mike. Mike from the Coachella Valley. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that our students right now are being cheated out of an education, and I have a couple of friends that are teachers right now, and in the LA area, Orange County, and they've told me that they've been telling them, the higher ups, like the principal and everything, not to teach anything new to their students that are being homeschooled, and I don't know why they're doing this. I think they just want to keep everybody dumb. And that thinking that we need the students to be at a physical school for them to learn, and that it's essential for them, you know, so they could get paid more or no. But that's what I'm trying to warn people, that they're telling teachers not to teach anything new, to just basically teach them what they had already learned before the schools got shut down. I think that's a crime.
Well, but Mike, and again, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, there's going to have to be a period of transition. You've got kids that have been out of school for 2 months.
Yes, but
and if they're not going back until August, you know, here in Nevada, they'll go back probably in August, maybe earlier. There's states that are starting in July. There's going to be a period of transition, isn't there?
This is not about the transition. Is that they're telling them not to teach them nothing. So what are they? They're just wasting our money, our taxpayers' money. If they're not going to teach them anything new, then they shouldn't be teachers.
No.
They're a bunch of liberal.
Nope. I think teachers are in a weird position. They weren't educated. You know, the schools of education. They were based on the old brick and mortar model of education. You stand in front of a class, 20, 25 kids, you teach, you lecture, you correct homework, but it's all based on that brick and mortar model. Now what we're doing is we're trying to do a whole different thing. And that's going to be difficult. Now let's see if we can get Alex. Alex, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Sorry to make you wait. What's going on, man?
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. Listen, Dr. Fauci, with his own words, said that the vaccine for the coronavirus will most likely only be 50% effective. And think about it. This thing, they've admitted, mutates quite a bit, more than your average other virus. So I'm asking the people, are they really going to want to take a vaccine that's 50% effective. And here's the other thing I'm wondering about. My wife had a job at a dental office where she saw hundreds of people on a monthly basis. And you know what? A lot of people were getting the flu, and she would ask them, what did you do? Did you take the flu shot? And a lot of them said, I never got sick until I took the flu shot, which is the vaccine, which was horrible. The last thing I want to say is those of you who complain about Donald Trump and the Never Trumpers should be very happy that he signed that $600 a week unemployment benefit, because if he hadn't done that, can you imagine what the street would be like?
Oh yeah. Well, but now the negative side of that is that there are people. We had Chris. Remember Chris a couple of weeks ago?
Chris. Yes. Chris. Yeah, he wants to stay on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yeah, that's bad.
And in fact, I'll let you hear. This was Chris from a couple of weeks ago. Anyways, let's go to Chris. Chris, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, brother. My boss called me yesterday and said we're going to go back to work in the restaurant. We're only opening up part way because of the spacing. He wants me to go back to work. I told him pound sand.
Why?
I mean, I don't know what. Well,
do you not feel safe?
I'm going to work part-time for $250 a week when I just got through 4 weeks it took me to get into unemployment. I'm going to make $800 a week on unemployment. I'm staying home like Steve wants me to. He wanted to ruin the economy. He can live with it.
Wow. That was Chris. Remember him from a couple of weeks ago? And it's true. There are people like Chris right now today that aren't answering the call to come back. And they don't realize that, you know, there eventually will be a seeking work requirement or you can't refuse work. They always ask the question on at least most of these states. Whenever I've been on unemployment, they always say, have you turned down, you know, that digitalized voice? Have you turned down work? And if the answer is yes, it disqualifies you. They'll throw your claim out. Wow. Just to give you an update, we will throughout the day, there will be updates on this radio station relative to the tremor. It's more than a tremor, 6.5. That's a full earthquake that was this morning about 4 o'clock. It rolled me out of bed. So anyway, we'll have more on that. And also at 3 o'clock, Governor Sisolak will talk about phase 1 and beyond. Don't know what that means, but we'll have the latest for you. Trust me, you won't have to go far. Now I hope you have a great weekend. So far this week, I've had my first dine-in meal and it was great. Okay, and I've done it a couple of three times now. I will tell you this. That I agree. I would agree with Jeff Ecker from Payments. I agree that I think there's going to be a reckoning day in the restaurant industry in this state. That restaurants that thought they were going to reopen and flourish are not going to be able to make it. They're simply not going to be able to function at 50% occupancy when they only have a profit margin of 3 or 4%. That's according to Jeff Ecker and the Restaurant Association. I hope you have a great weekend. We will tee it up again on Monday. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day and your weekend, live and local, now. Last night I heard a letter slam, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone can put the lamp. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere when everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.